Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, everyone. How are you? It's Friday. I used to have a little jingle that played as Friday music, but you know what? I decided that is too much. I mean, to me, Friday is kind of like a sad day because I don't do shows on the weekends. I'm not on the radio. I'm not on YouTube and I'm not on IGTV. So for me, it's kind of like a sad day. So I don't do the It's Friday anymore. How are you guys? How are you? We've been almost every day with singer-songwriters. We've been talking to people that are writing books, people that are coaches, people that are reinventing themselves. I just had an interview with an artist that was drawing, and this all came out of the pandemic. And we will talk to our guests. By the way, guys, we have an amazing guest with us today, singer-songwriter. He's all about making amazing music and amazing, has an amazing gift, and I'm very, very excited. We have the song, one of the latest song, rather, that he came up with, and I'm so excited. So if you have questions, if you would like to interact with us, you're welcome to do so. Ask questions and or even just to say hello if you know this artist. The number to call us is 845-277-9146. 845-277-9146 is the number to call. And I'm very excited to interact with you. I'm pretty sure our guests also, it's okay to say hello if you have a question or concern. Again, the number is 845-277-9146. So again, like I said earlier, we have a singer-songwriter right after our interview. We have our musical section because what's the radio is up? Great music, right? So we will be playing the artist song for sure. That's a given. And many other songs that you have submitted. Talking about that, if you would like to send your MP3, you can always do so. Send it to show at lizzie.com. One of the things that I stress, and I know I sound like a broken record every single time, it has to be PR rated. Has to be clean. We have to have a clean version. So if you would like to send us your song, make sure it goes to show@lizzie.com. So that's the only request that I have for you today. Sounds like a plan. Awesome. So we are also on IGTV right now. For you that is connecting with us, we are on IGTV. And so the LizzieT.com is the IGTV account, LizzieT, and interact with us. Sounds good. I think we should get going and invite our guests. So we have everyone. I'll give you 1 second. I'll be right back.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info.
Yes, I want to know who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And we have an amazing artist, Len Marquise. He is from Alabama, and he has an amazing solo called Through It All. Delarius Stevenson, known professionally as Len Marquise. And he's an American rapper, songwriter, recorder, producer, born... No way. You are born on my mom's birthday. I should have noticed that. 1991 and from Alabama, raised. His mother and grandmother Lent began his music career. Congratulations, Mama and Grandma. In high school of 2020, and his style of rap about the real life experiences. I love when people write music when it comes to getting inspired. And you're answering all of my questions, Len. He was inspired by art legend Gucci Mane and Len's cousin, Louisville KY, team up with Louisville Music Guru and started a music management company in the label called 3110 Music. Len recorded his debut single, Through It All, and label forecast the song Top 10 Boulevard Rap Chart. Wow, that's awesome. So let's not keep him waiting, and without further ado, let's bring him. First of all, we have to give him a huge applause to the show. Hey, Len, welcome, welcome. Good afternoon, I think. Welcome to the Liz G Show. How are you doing this evening? How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. How you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal, phenomenal. And, wow, here you are. I know you're traveling. I know you're handling many, many things, you know, handling all of the music and your career and all that. So was mom and dad who actually encouraged you and actually discovered you? Is that, can you go back for our audience that are listening now or will be listening to us later on? Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Basically, it was my mom. My mom had a lot to do with it. I come from a background that's very church oriented, and they were always, you know, singing. So I just kind of picked it up on my own.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And a lot of musicians I hear from all over the world, they usually start in church, or they have a mom that is very into music, choir, gospel. And one of the things that I love for you, never to forget where you came from and, you know, church is where you started. So hopefully that is your case. So you were discovered. So who discovered you? How did you start your professional career, Len?
I started, like, basically my first song, I ended up doing it for our graduation. And I was like, you know what? I'm pretty cool with it. So once I started just doing little freestyles, and then my cousin was like, hey, man, you know, you got you something special. And, you know, from there, I just took off with it.
So how long, Len, have you been doing this? Has it been a year or 2 years? How long would you say that you've been doing this work?
I want to say, like, roughly a year and a half.
Wow.
That I've taken.
Wow.
It's been taken professionally, but I've
yes.
always, you know, did my thing with it.
Right. So how does it feel that your song has been on the top of the Billboard Rap charts? Like, it's incredible for somebody who just started, because a year is not a long time at all. A year is very little. I mean, I've known artists that have been doing all of their life, 5, 10 years, and still not able to be on the top 10 Billboard of the rap chart. So how does it make you feel? I mean, I assume that you feel that all the work that you've been doing, and I can assume it's a lot, is not, you know, you're not sitting back and hoping, right? You're working. But how does it make you feel knowing that?
Man, it's just a blessing. I owe everything to God, you know. There's no other way to put it, man. It's a beautiful feeling, man, to see everything that I've been trying to accomplish starting to prosper. So that's like one of the dopest things that I can really say.
That is awesome. Congratulations, by the way. And you're welcome. You're the one who's doing all the work. I'm just the platform to let the world, to let Canada, to let the U.S. know how amazing, how great you are, and how hard you're working. So on your bio, when I read your bio, it says that you are being inspired by real life experiences. What else inspires you to write? And I assume that you are the writer of your own stuff.
Yeah, that's correct. And first of all, thank you for taking your time out to, you know, even converse with me. That means a lot to me. So, yeah, I write everything. I'm hands-on when it comes to my music. But, I mean, I'm an energy person. So, you know, if it feels good to me, you know, I really believe you get what you put in. So, you know, I feel like me giving y'all my real life, I have no choice but to get positive feedback. You know, I don't speak on everything that I've been in my life, but what I do put out, I want people to understand that, hey, you can do this or you can do that. You know, you can really just, you know what I'm saying? You can have a good time without being crazy with it. You can make
Absolutely.
Good music without trying to, you know, influence people to do anything crazy. And I just speak from the heart, and people feel it.
That's awesome. So you led me to my next question, my perfect segue, by the way. So now that unfortunately, we got to talk about the elephant on the room right now. Unfortunately, through COVID, I'm not sure how things are doing in Alabama. Here in Canada, unfortunately, we're going to stage one, complete lockdown. People are not able to perform. I feel for performers like yourself, for people
right.
that are have events, their Christmas and New Year's are all canceled. How do you manage it? How do you take? I'm not sure what the situation in Alabama is. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Oh well, first of all, I'm sorry to hear that y'all are going through. I'm sorry to that the world is going through this. But
mm-hmm.
far as in my state, in my city, which is Decatur, Alabama, we're able to move around a little more, but you're still required to take masks. And, you know, unfortunately, it's fortunate, but it's an unfortunate situation that my job still lets us work, which is the fortunate part. But the rates are so high at my job. It's like the cases are like 1 week it might double, then it might triple. And it's just like my city's not big at all, so it's like – it's just hitting hard. So, I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, it's
crazy throughout the world, and not just in Canada, not just in the U.S. So I guess right now you're not able to perform, do performance. I mean, and that's another thing that really bothers me, that you've worked really, really hard, not you, but all of the artists, you've worked really, really hard.
Right.
You put out your gift, right, to be able to present to your fans the work that you have done. So are you doing what everybody else is doing, performing in their living room, their bedroom, doing a Zoom with at least a little collection charge? Because I've seen that everywhere. Every artist right now, especially the ones that are not able to perform or be out there in the public,
right.
They're doing a lot of performance on their living rooms, on Zoom calls and so forth. Is that something that you've been doing for your fans? I mean, they need to know where you are and what you're up to, right?
Right. Well, I really haven't tapped into the performing. Well, I take that back. I've done it once. My management, my whole little team, they're getting it together now. Well, we set up certain days where, you know, we give the people what they want to hear. You know, but at any given time, I tap in with my fans. Like any given time, you know, I Zoom call, I do all my interviews, I do everything through Zoom, you know. So, I mean, it's unfortunate, but I know once everything opened up, my fan base will be crazy. So I'm able to already have it established.
And yeah, exactly. It's very important for you to be able to keep in touch with your fans. and for you to be able to let them know that you're still out there and you're still, you know, up to creating and being inspired and doing all the great things that you do and singing to them as well. I mean, that's for an artist, that's imperative. That's very, very important. And you need that. I mean, the only thing that Zoom is not good for sometimes, especially if it's a big Zoom, the applause, you know, that's the hardest one, you know,
right.
you feed on the audience, you feed on the applause, you feed on the and all that good stuff, and that's not happening now. Then I feel for you guys, but hopefully, you know, God willing, we'll get through this and you'll be able to be out there with your fans and performing you know, to this beautiful world.
Correct.
So people that are listening or will be listening to us later on, can you tell us, where can people find you? Can you share with us your social media?
Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, Apple Music, all under the same thing. I'm Landmark Keith, 3110. YouTube channel, share, subscribe. You know, leave me your comments. I actually check them. I get back to you. Like, I'm real active with my fans. So, again, that's Landmark Keith, 3110.
Awesome. Learning 31. Okay. So we will be sharing, everyone. So not to worry. We will have on Block Talk Radio. This link will be shared throughout my social media, The Lizzy T Show, on my YouTube channel, also on my Instagram. And we are on here on IGTV right now live. So, and also on our Facebook throughout our social media. So make sure you follow him and make sure you interact. And obviously, one of the greatest thing is when you're talking to him, especially if they have a life, hearts and applauses are great, great thing for them. They feed on that and they need it. We're speaking, everyone, with Landmark Keith right now, all the way from beautiful Alabama. And I don't sound like an American at all. If you would like to interact with us, you can always do so by calling us in or here on Instagram. You can say hello, ask questions. Our chat is open. The number, again, is 845-277-4146. So you can always interact with us. We're here for a little while. Do not worry. We will play the song and we have a little bit more time, so not to worry. I'll be right back right after my words and my sponsor.
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD, Canada's Wellness Expert Ambassador, Scientist Professor, former Quarantine Officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7+ billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enchant more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Just pay my lawyer in advance. Cause the first one on trap me, I'ma shoot it till it jam. I'm in the field with the real. One thing I ain't worried about is now. At all. Where do I begin? Lil' cousin 15 doing life in the pen. Pop locked up on a DUI again. Grandmother smoking heavy but can barely catch a wind. Now I just put some flowers on my granny grave. I just pour a Henny on my partner grave. I'm the one who took the risk driving that interstate. First out of favor, so don't look for me to donate.
Do not worry, everyone. Do not worry. And we'll play the song, the whole song. I promise. It's just for you to get a little teaser right now and a little taste of Landmark Keith's song through it all. So can you tell us, how did you get inspired? Why through it all? What happened? Who inspired you this song for you? Can you share with my audience?
No problem. See, through it all came from, like, personal struggles that I was dealing with. You know, once you hear the song, if you hadn't already heard it, you'll hear, you know, where my grandmother was going through something. My dad went through something. I was going through something. My home, I lost one of my good homeboys. It's like, by me, I'm the oldest of my grandmother's grandkids. So I take a personal, you know what I'm saying, responsibility of being there, trying to look out for everybody else. And sometimes it doesn't work out in my favor. You know, sometimes I get the short end of the stick. And it puts me in a position where it allows me to and opens me up to be as vulnerable as I shouldn't be. So I guess you can really say I was showing love when I wasn't supposed to show it. And it put me in a place and I had to just step back. And I'm like, man, you know what? I overcame that. I really feel like I done been through it all. And that's how it just happened.
Wow. Well, I love when artists, they just put 100% in their craft or in the music, all their emotions and all their feelings and even like real life experiences, just like your bio says, it's incredible. So, you know, you talk about your grandmother as a very special person. And by the way, big hugs to mom and big hugs to grandmother because, you know, they have
an
amazing guy. And so big kiss mwah, to mommy and grandma.
I'll make sure I deliver.
Yes, you did a good job, ladies. You did a good job. So what do they say, you know, when they look at you now, you know, being interviewed on the radio station all the way to Canada and Toronto and from Alabama? And what is the response of family members, friends that, you know, they're seeing your struggle. They're seeing that you're working hard, but here you are, you know, with this amazing single, you know, called Through It All. What is the response?
Man, I get a crazy response. Like, my people, they always supported me. But I never, like I said, I never took it serious. So when I really started, they was like, they just grabbed it and ran with it. They pushed the same way that I pushed, they pushed. Like, they make snaps. They do TikTok. They go live. They share, you know. Man, it's amazing. Even people in my city that I didn't have any dealings with, like I was stopped at the red light the other day, and they was like, "Man, look, your stuff dope, man. Like you are." So I mean, it's crazy, man. It ain't nothing but smiles. Like I can't complain. Like the love I've been showed has been amazing.
That's awesome. And you know, you deserve it because you've worked hard. You know, just gotta, one of the things that I asked you, just be true to yourself. Hopefully this will not get to you because now you're a big celebrity and, you know, people are singing. They're singing to your songs. They're doing TikTok to you. So that's really what you're looking for, right? You want to be able to put through and have others enjoy your craft, enjoy your music. And that's really what you do. I mean, a lot of people consider themselves successful just because they have that big money. But I see success is when you're doing what you love to do and you're doing it well and you're being true to yourself and you have fan love, and that's success. So right now I'm telling you, you are on my good books. You're very successful regardless of the cash or not. And that comes, you know, if you keep putting the front, that will come. And especially after this pandemic, you know, things are kind of sort of will go back to normal and you'll be able to be again among the people that supported you throughout this. And that's really what you want. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Guys, we are speaking right now with Lan Marquis, an amazing artist. I love how he speaks about his family, mommy and grandmother, which are the two special people in my world too. Like I wouldn't be anybody without my mom. And, you know, the support is very, very important. So give it a shout, give support. If you see him on social, TikTok especially, you know, dancing to the songs is very important. And we're here for a little longer, so if you would like to interact with us, 845-277-9146 is the number. And I know most of the time we get the interaction most of right after the show or right here on Instagram IGTV, which this show is also being recorded. So what's next for you, Lan? What are your plans? I mean, the theme of the show is, you know, tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, which you share that incredibly, amazingly. Thank you. Anything new? What are you working on? Is a new solo coming up? Or would you like to do an LP? I mean, tour? Probably that will come next year. But what are you working on?
Yeah, the tour is definitely en route. Like I said, we're just waiting on my team to really confirm dates. Like I said, we're going to keep pushing through it all. But I actually have a new single that's dropping Woo-hoo! Next month. That's called Trust Issues. And that's, like I said, I speak on personal struggles. So Trust Issues is about being hurt. But even though you hurt me, I still show you love. So that, you know, I want that to go from, I want people to you know, hey, understand that even though you hurt, you still show love. You don't stop showing love to try to match somebody else's energy. That ain't real love. You know, so like I said, you might a girlfriend, like a family member, homeboys. You might, you know, I want somebody to feel, you know what? I wrecked my car. I'm hurt. Trust issues. You know, I don't want to drive at this time. You know, at this time of night, like anything, any type of trust issues that you can think of,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee to touch it. When y'all hear that song.
Beautiful, beautiful. So we're looking for that new single. And please, Lan, do not let us be left out. So send us that MP3 for us to be able to play it here. Our shows are pretty much every day, and we love to play new artists, new independent artists, and you're going to be on our repertoire for at least 3 months.
Thank you.
We get to be playing your song as well, and our support here in Canada is 100% because, you know, I feel for you artists, what you've gone through. It's not fun and it's definitely difficult. And, you know, we understand. Guys, we are starting to come out of time, and we will be playing the whole song, not to worry. But one of the things that I would like to ask him, and I ask that to all my guests, is that you're not going to be the exception, Lan. For people that is what somebody is listening or even watching this IGTV and going to be listening later on, and they want to be like you. They want to become this famous, successful artist as you are. But they're, you know, COVID has dumped their dreams, has completely destroyed. But they're creative. They have, I mean, I believe that there is enough space in this beautiful world that our Lord has created for everyone. So what would you say, you know, that it could encourage someone who's going through a little bit of a tough time, but they're good. I mean, they're good. They just need a bit of encouragement. Love to hear your words of wisdom.
Man, I'm happy you asked me that. You know, I have a 9-year-old son. And just watching him go through his struggles, just to encourage him. So the way that I'll talk to him is I want to talk to everybody the same way. And my words would be, it's okay to not be where you want to be right now. It's okay to thankful for what you do have. Don't be so caught up on what you don't have and forget what you do have. Because the things that you do have, somebody else don't have them. Like, it's okay to be yourself. You know, stay down, stay humble, keep pushing. You know, you might be blessed because of the mood that you put somebody else in. So, you know what I'm saying, just grind. Just stay yourself. Be you. It's cool being smart. To the younger kids, it's man, it's so dope being smart. It's cool to be the smart guy in the classroom. It's cool to make good grades. it's, you know, you just be yourself, man. You don't owe anybody nothing. Just grind, because everything going to pay off in the end. So if I had anything to say to somebody, that's what it would be.
Love it, love it. That's awesome. Great. Wow. And you know what? We need little encouragement like that all the time, because especially with the world is going, we need some optimism. We need some happiness. We need words of encouragement. We need to be told that it's okay if you don't feel 100%, and it's okay to be the smart in the class, and it's okay, you know, to have all those difficulties. I mean, we understand, and we are here with you 100%. Wow, this has been incredible, incredible. And we are starting to come at the end of the show, but do not forget, we will be playing the whole song for you to enjoy it. And I want to thank Lan Marquis. I know he's on the go, and I appreciate the time that he spent with us, especially being so busy. Wish him the greatest and most amazing success. Again, a big hello to Mom and Dad, the producer who contacted us, and manager. I appreciate your time, and I know that this will pass, and you will be able to be the greatest you that you are. Thank you so much. Any last word, my friend?
Nah, I just wanna say I appreciate you again. In the whole Canada, man, I appreciate y'all for giving me the time to, you know, get myself heard with y'all. You know, I appreciate the support, the love that y'all are showing. Again, follow me on all major platforms at LanMarquis3110.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you so much. Have an amazing weekend. Say hi to Mom and Grandma and your beautiful son.
We'll talk to you soon. Hey, thank you.
And guys, here it is. We'll start with this. We will have a little less time today to play all the music that you have sent us. But if you would like to, send your MP3 at show@lizzie.com. But through it all, bye, Lan Marquis. Enjoy it, everyone.
Just pray my lawyer in advance, cause the first one on trap me, I'ma shoot it till it jam. I'm in the field with the real. One thing I ain't worried about is now at all. Where do I begin? Lil cousin 15 doing life in the pen. Pop locked up on a DUI again. Grandmother smoking heavy but can barely catch a wind. Now I just put some flowers on my granny grave. I just pour a Henny on my partner grave. I'm the one who took the risk driving that interstate. Fresh out of favor, so don't look for me to donate. Now only God knows when my time coming. So until my watch break, I'ma stay 100. Told Dory, don't you ever let him play with you. Handle your business like a man before you grab a pistol. Now I done lost a lot, but I done gained more. I'm trying to see my people eat, that's what I'm in it for. So anyway, you niggas try me, know I'm stepping. You can tell by the colors how they repping. Plus I learned the game from some two-time felons, bro. That they clutching heavy like they supposed to have a weapon. My dog get a bun, I'm gonna get him, I be damned. If I leave him in the system, y'all been through it all. I've been through it all, I swear I've been through it all. Still tall with my back against the wall. Cause when I need it, then they clear it out my car. Turn flawed, but I remain the same when the feds came. While started snitching in the dope game. Seen turn petty over petty change. I just do me and maneuver in my own line. I done been through everything like a lab rat. Always say the grin, I ain't never rat. Tell them when they say my name, drop ball facts. Like anytime I ever borrowed, how I gave back. First 10 grand, I broke bread. Gave everything to my dude to get ahead. Then came a long way from sleeping on the air mattress. Now I'm sleeping on a thick, big booty actress. Just call me slipping in the bathroom, okay. But I made it untouched at the bathroom, okay. Don't let them gas you up and get you hype, cause it's 40 got you fighting for your life. You ain't tryna bump. I've been through it all, I swear I've been through it all. Still tall with my back against the wall. Cause when I need it, then they clear it out my car. Turn flawed, but I remain the same when the feds came. While started snitching in the dope game. Seen turn petty over petty change. I just do me and maneuver in my own lane.
Thank you. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated. But you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing, I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough from start to the finish, tough. My endurance come from watching mama, she ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light. Goes on in my mind.
And that was Tide Waters again. Everything You Want for Christmas. I think we should be playing the song. Before that, it was Walt P. With a song Motivated. And we will have more time to play a couple of more songs from people that have sent their MP3 to us. I will be playing right now one of my favorite ones. He's right here from Canada, and he is from Calgary. And the song is called A Downtown Girl and is from Trijiga. Enjoy it.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown girl. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, what did you say that you were going now? I wanna be there.
Hey, walk her on the top, running through the
block. Downtown girl, you could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl. She could be my downtown girl. She living in a downtown world. Baby, be my downtown girl.
Slow down, pull your placement for a minute. We can get into it, I think it'll take a second. Wanna get to talking and stretch it out for a minute. Yeah, open up for a minute, you spark my interest like. Ain't fit to wait, I felt a vegetable. Head over heels since I got you in my visual. At the end of the ad, it's all the typical. Got me standing in that line, so I'm taking pills. One day, as to where going, I remain fascinated with what's going down. So where you going? So where you going? Tell me where you going now. I can make the job for the beat work. Been a minute job for the beat work. I bring it to the top, you can see earth. Get inside, win the side, what I see first. Feeling wanna stay in this mood. Yeah, I'm different, kinda different, yeah, I'm different than dudes, yeah. Thinking I could get you some wounds. Even that, baby, kick up a few. Yeah, think you like wings? Yeah, I like wings too. I buy whatever that's fine and let that thing do. I see what I like, so it's a single. The baby, you're one at a time. Hit me them digits quick. You can get gone for a minute. I'm taking home for a minute. Wanna see it right? Right. Probably need a sip in your life. Just take a hold of me.
And walk around
and change your life.
Cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown car. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now?
Where you going, ma?
I wanna be there.
I wanna be there with ya.
With my downtown girl.
That's right.
You could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl.
Alright.
Yeah. She could be my downtown girl.
That's right.
She living in a downtown world.
Night, girl.
Baby, be my downtown girl.
That's right. I told you we would go. From the second you would know. From the second you would know.
Hey, walk her on the top, running through the squat.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now? I wanna be there, yeah. I wanna be there.
Come take his hand,
And that was Phil Mitchell's band, God Save This Child. Amazing musician. He is a writer, and the voice is from a lady from Yugoslavia or somewhere in Europe, but it's a beautiful song. So thank you so much, Phil Mitchell, for sending your MP3. And if you would like to send your MP3 here as well, please do so at show@lindsayg.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for being here, part of this amazing network that we have created here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. We will see you next week. Bye-bye for now. Bye.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know.